Kennel will come to order. Will members please vote to signify their presence?
Roll shows 12 members present this afternoon.
We barely have a quorum, but we do have a quorum. Would members please stand for the invocation by Senator Taylor?
I thought it was fitting to use the Serenity Prayer for our last day in Juneau, hopefully our last day. Join me in prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept those things I cannot change, the courage to change those things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Senator Phillips, would you lead us in pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify the correctness of the journals for the 4th, 5th, and 6th legislative days.
Senator Taylor.
Unanimous consent that the journals be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Seeing no guests, Senator Hoffman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal, that the chaplain fees be waived, and that they be donated to the Glory Hole.
Without objection, so ordered. Messages from the Governor.
Message dated May 30th to Mr. President of the authority vested in me by Article 2, Section 15 of the last Constitution, I have vetoed the following bill. Senate CSCS HB 257 Finance relating to elections. The letter has been distributed to each member. Those are all the messages from the Governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated June 1, dear Mr. President, the House of Representatives respectfully invites the Senate to an immediate joint session for the purpose of considering the Governor's veto.
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that we accept the House's invitation to join them in joint session.
Without objection, so ordered.
Message dated May 30th, the House has passed and returned CS for Senate Bill 1002 Resources, providing for the repeal of the termination date of the current law regarding subsistence. This bill has been referred for enrollment. Those are all the messages from the House.
Senate will stand at ease. Order. Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
There are no standing committee reports today, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions.
Introduction of Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills.
Brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar.
Citations honoring David Duterra, honoring Betty and Abner Nelson, honoring Representative Kavina, honoring Louis Streamer, honoring Chet Atkins, honoring Dorothy Wallace, in memoriam Mildred Sampson. There's also three outstanding citations.
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent the citations on today's calendar, including the outstanding citations, be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. Brings us down to unfinished business. Announcements. Special orders. Senator Taylor,
special orders. Do we have additional citations that need to be taken up?
That was included.
That was included in my motion. Okay, thank you.
Senator Taylor, why don't you recess us?
Move and ask unanimous consent that we recess to a call of the chair for the purposes of going to the House for the purposes of a special session on a veto override.
Without objection, we stand in recess. To order. First, I'd like to, for the announcement of the body, there is a going away party for Representative Kavina in the House chambers immediately upon adjournment. Senator Taylor.
Mr. President, if I might just approach your chair for a moment, we have a little token of memento from some of us. And it's someone who has everything, we thought you would enjoy it.
Oh, I'm almost afraid to look. Okay, you're supposed to read this here that you didn't read.
There you go.
Read it for us.
Okay. As the Senate President, we realize you've been too busy to enjoy shopping in your favorite store, so we've made arrangements with one of the partners of this specialty store, which you frequent, and got you a gift certificate that you can utilize whenever and as for as long as you want. I'm a little worried now. Oh, it's a 20% discount off my store. And according to my wife, I need to frequent it very soon, very quickly.
I want you to buy one of my items in your store.
This may be one of your items. Thank you.
And trying to help your wife in that perspective, if I could, I'd move to ask unanimous consent that the special session be adjourned sine die.
Without objection, so ordered.